Return on equity still at stable at 14%. This should continue to, I guess, be steady. In terms of the debt profile, we continue to manage the debt, the average, the blended cost of interest, it actually went down a little bit to 4.6% for the first quarter from 4.7 full year 2015. Short term represents only about 20 billion in terms of amount. The maturity profile, we are still within the 15 billion target. This already included 8 billion bonds, the first tranche that we issued, which will mature in 2026. That's 10 years. So that added to make it about 15 billion in terms of maturity. The 7 billion second tranche, which has a tenor of less than 10 years, will actually add to this 2025 tower, which will still bring it to the 15 billion level, which is really what we want our debt profile to be, so that we can easily pay it down and or refinance, no, in the future. Now, in terms of mix, we had a higher proportion of floating rate, debt in the first quarter. Primarily, these are more bridge financing, as we finance some of our requirements for the first quarter. But this ratio will change as we now issued a total of 15 billion since that time, no? Since the first quarter. CapEx spend reached 23.4 billion, representing 27% of full year budget. The bulk was really spent for residential development, 6.8 billion. The ones that are, that follow are between malls and offices, total of 4.7 billion for investment properties. Actually, including hotels, 5.4 billion for investment properties and then land acquisition and estate development. Others here, it represents what I just mentioned in terms of investments in additional, stake in MCT Berhad, Prime Orion, and Cebu Holdings. We are still within our 84 billion full year, budget. In fact, we are still tracking what we said that we will spend for the year. In terms of residential sales, take-up continued to be strong at 6% for the period, compared to full year reservation sales growth last year of about 4%. So still strong across the board, across the different brands, averaging 8.2 billion pesos monthly. Overseas Filipino sales accounted for 6.2 billion or 25% of total, which is consistent with last year's proportion. Book sales also grew similarly. This is about 8% compared to the first quarter of last year at 15 billion. Again, tracking the same behavior as the reservation sales. Unbooked revenues were steady at 129 billion, up 2% compared to 127 in the first quarter of 2015, since it is a cumulative number. So that's the trajectory, as we launch more projects during the year, we should see this number improving slightly. So just some key operating statistics. We launched the following projects for Ayala Land Premier Alveo Navida: Rio Monte Phase 4 in Nuvali in February, 1.9 billion worth, 190 units, 60% cumulative take-up as we speak. Alveo Montala Phase 2, which is in Alviera, Porac, Pampanga, 25% taken up since the launch in March. And Avida, Union Place Tower 3 in Arca South, since its launch in March, we've already sold 12%. Alveo office for sale, the Spark Triangle Corporate Plaza in Bonifacio Global City, also launched in March, and year-to-date already 23% cumulative take-up. So still steady take-up rates, considering that these were recent launches, which effectively translated to the 6% growth in reservation sales. We also launched a very big mixed-use project, the Ayala Center Intercon Block Redevelopment in January of this year, consisting of a retail podium which will add 54,000 square meters to our gross leasable area, an office component, two towers, which will add 85,000 square meters of GLA, a hotel tower with 600 rooms, and another condo for lease for 300 rooms, and of course a transport terminal along EDSA where buses can actually enter to pick up and unload passengers. This particular investment will cost 19 billion in total, and is part of the 38 billion launch which I mentioned earlier. For the malls business, we have a total of 1.45 million square meters of leasable space. Average occupancy was at 94% with lease rate at 1,155. Same mall rental growth was still strong at 5%. And these are some of the Ayala Malls Legazpi Albay, recently opened. That's 15,000 square meters. Solenad 3 and UP Town Center opened towards the end of last year, so effectively relatively new. Now, for 2016, we are looking at opening 177,000 square meters of leasable space from these various locations. About eight malls. The bulk of which will come from Vertis North, Quezon City, 47,000 square meters. South Park Alabang, another 47,000 square meters. The 30th in Pasig of 28,000. And another one which is not shown in the picture, UP Town Center Phase 2, which will add 33,000. And then moving forward, we see, the other openings lined up, the bulk of which will happen in 2018. Almost 500,000 incremental space will be on board by that time. We actually added, given the Intercon block redevelopment project, we added about 54,000 square meters that will be completed by 2020 for the Ayala Center Mall. For offices, we ended with 742,000 square meters of leasable space. Average occupancy was at 83.1, although this includes new office space leased that are currently being fitted out. Occupancy rate for stable offices was at 95%, consistent with the lease out rate of 95%. Average lease rate was at 697 pesos per square meter, around 4% higher than the year before. These were some of the two ones that opened, the Bonifacio Stopover and Centrio. Now, for 2016, we are scheduled to open 162,000 square meters of leasable space. Some of the major ones include the PSE building in Bonifacio Global City, 29,000. Ayala Center Cebu BPO, 29,000. Vertis North, 41,000 GLA. And the 30th in Pasig, about 47,000 square meters. And again, similar to the malls, we see significant openings in the next 2 years, 2017, 193,000, and the same number in 2018. Plus, we added a new one with the launch of the Intercon Block Redevelopment, an Ayala Center office building, two towers of 85,000 by 2020, bringing the total to 151,000 in that year. For hotels and resorts, we have a total of 1,991 rooms in operation. That's already net of about 333 rooms from the Intercontinental, which closed the shop to pave the way for the redevelopment. Statistics remain positive. Revenue per available room per night was up 1% to 3,892 for hotels, and up 9% at 9,913 for resorts, due to the combined effects of average room rate increases primarily, and then average occupancy rate increase for hotels. The resorts' average occupancy went down a little bit, but that was offset by the increase in average room rate that still enabled the resorts group to post a 9% growth in revenue per available room. Some of the new, Seda Iloilo opened last year, And for this year, we expect, a few openings, just 62 rooms, given that a lot of the bulk of the SEDA and other hotel constructions will actually come on stream in the next couple of years. Now, starting 2017 at 765 rooms, 2018 at 1,075 rooms, and then similarly, 600 to 700 in the next few years. So. So in summary, I guess we posted a net income growth of 14% of 4.7 billion. Again, without the commercial lot sale from Arca South, this number would have be registered at 31% growth. Total revenue similarly 27 billion, up 8% without Arca South. Last year, this number would be at 16%. CapEx at 23.4 billion and total launches of 38.1 billion. Thank you. So we are now open to entertain questions.